from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Inside the red zone, Debo was in he was on the line, but he went in motion, mm-hmm. and then Sims acted like he was gonna hand him the ball, and then Mason came around like the front side and took the ball. Like, they act like they was going to give it to, and they pitched it to Mason. Mm. I want to know if you see that play.
I did, they've run variations of that play over and over again, and that's how they get a lot of walk-in touchdowns.
Right. I never really tripped on that play. But anyway, all I wanted to say was, with CMC's injury, I kind of agree with Bonte. He kind of he's like out of sight, out of mind. He's an awesome player. I love CMC. Yep. I didn't even realize how good CMC was before he liked Kevin Durant. I didn't realize how good he was until he got on my team. So with that being said, I kind of want to, like, sit him down for a second. With our defense now, it's only week one, but if our defense can play the way that I see and envision them playing going into the future, I can see us not as much as of a explosive offense the last 2 years, but more of like a timely offense, mm-hmm. pre-CMC with the way our defense is playing. And if our defense can keep playing like that, then I feel like, you know what, we might want to sit CMC on a hype of this. We may get like he's almost like a trade addition. Mm. Like, it's like, yeah. You picked him up, yep. on the deadline. And then if he get hurt early, we could maybe get him back. It's a long season. So I'm kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, we could possibly get him back. I don't know if it's Achilles. I don't want to rupture. We don't want to put that out there, but I'm just saying.
No,
if he get hurt, we could possibly get him back.
That's a good point, Philmo. That's a good point. And I like that mindset. If he comes back, it's like a trade. It's a bonus. And it's a hell of a bonus to have for Christian McCaffrey. But am I alone here when it comes to my mindset saying that, you know what, if McCaffrey contributes anything to the 2024 49ers, then it's a bonus? Because this injury is serious, man.
Anything? He only plays it. Let's play this out. A couple of games. Let's say 4 games this year.
Yeah.
If it's regular season, 4 games, yeah, it's a humongous disappointment. Like, there's no way around this.
If he doesn't play, don't get me wrong, it is massive. You just gave him a 2-year, $38 million contract extension. Before Ayuk, before Trent, as Ayuk is wandering through the desert looking for his money and everybody's looking for cut money, McCaffrey got re-upped. So, yes, it would be not seeing him Monday Night Football. Yeah, it hurt. This is CMC. All right? This is Christian McCaffrey, for crying out loud. So if he doesn't play, yes, it's a massive disappointment. But my expectations now for him, knowing what this injury is, I don't have high expectations for McCaffrey for this year. So, yes, it is disappointing on one end if he doesn't play, but also my expectations for him now, I'm not going to expect much from him with this injury.
So I agree with where you're going with this, but if he can't go for the playoffs, your opportunity to win a Super Bowl diminishes big time. I mean, you had him last year. You're going up against one of the great, like, if you make it to the Super Bowl, okay? If you make it to the Super Bowl, you're going up with one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Whether he's 1, 2, or 3, he's on everybody's top 3 list already. Yeah. He's like in the LeBron category almost immediately at this point in his career, right? Let's look at the NFC. Well, you needed CMC to get through Green Bay. Now, it's a different Green Bay team. Let's see where they're at the end of the year. You absolutely needed CMC to get through Detroit. And they've got not one, but two running backs that look like they're in their prime and ready to go. Now, can injuries happen to them and it's a long season? Absolutely. We watched the receiver, Doc. Amon Ross St. Brown wasn't right all year. Yeah. But I know that guys on my team, like Kittle and Debo, have a history of going down in the middle of the year. And I know at the end of last year, with a full squad, essentially, Kittle and Debo were both compromised in that Super Bowl game, yeah, physically.
Well, Debo got knocked out of the Green Bay game.
So, like, the only way this is a silver lining for the Niners, like, for me, like, this is a devastating injury. And they can overcome it. I'm not saying they can't. Yeah. But the only way there's a silver lining is if he is right, and ready to go 100% for the playoffs for a long push. Now, who can guarantee that? Nobody can. Nobody can. But be like, you are not a better team, and no one agrees. Like, nobody's disagreeing with me. You're not a better team without Christian McCaffrey. They just have to have him for the playoffs. They have to.
They have to. It feels like it. But I'm not counting on it no more. I'm not counting on it. I have to move on without him right now. He's not available. This injury is, I mean, let's hear from Shanahan. Let's hear from Kyle Shanahan on the update of CMC's calf.
Well, yes, I believe they're similar. I know it was a calf then, and it's a calf now. You guys could ask Christian more on that. Definitely, I believe if it was a playoff game, he would have played. You know, but when it's not just the calf, it's the Achilles, and, you know, the Achilles is tendonitis, and that stuff comes and goes. And when it is acting up, something you got to be very careful about. Christian's very diligent about that stuff. And if it was a playoff game, you know, he made it very clear to me he believed he could go. But when you hear that type of stuff and it's not a playoff game and it's week one, and especially when you're dealing with the lower extremities like that, it was a tough decision, but hearing all the words and stuff, in the long run, it made it easy.
In the long run. So they're going to treat this with kid gloves. And I don't anticipate him playing on turf in Minnesota this Sunday. I'm going to expect him to play against the Rams 2 weeks from now at SoFi Stadium on their turf. We may not see him until they play the Patriots. Hell, we may not see him until after week 8. I have no idea when he's coming back because, as Shanahan said, this stuff just pops up. And it flares up out of nowhere. One day you're feeling great. The next day you're like, what the hell is this? Why is my Achilles throbbing? So, again, I want to know how everybody feels out there. 888-957-9570. Would you be shocked if McCaffrey missed half the season? Would you be shocked if Christian McCaffrey didn't play at all?
Can they survive not playing at all?
Yeah, can they survive? Are they still the Super Bowl favorite? Are they still the favorite to come out the NFC? Can they stack up with Detroit in Philadelphia without Christian McCaffrey? I still think they could play with those guys.
If they had Jimmy at quarterback, I would be much more petrified.
Yeah.
It's
Brock, right?
Brock's been good. This speaks to how much I have faith in Brock. The fact I'm not as panicked as I thought I would be with the CMC injury, he's awesome. Christian's one of the best players we've all ever seen in terms of talent. He's unreal. They can overcome it for the regular season. It's, again, I go back to the playoffs. The playoffs, the margins are so thin in beating these teams, even in your own conference. You need every rock, every tote, every yard, every inch, every schematic advantage where he's a decoy. They need him in the playoffs. Regular season, I think they could still win 11 or 12 games. Yeah. I do. I absolutely do. Now the question becomes, okay, Jordan Mason, in college you didn't have a heavy workload. Can you survive the workload of a regular season? Because you have a bruising style of play.
He mentioned that after the game. He goes, I don't know how Chris McCaffrey does this every game. 28 touches, my gosh. And you, to your point about being a bruising style, yeah, that's a problem. So now I look at the depth chart here, and I see the backups for Jordan Mason. And Jordan Mason, as he started at running back, Patrick Taylor Jr. and Isaac Grindo are your backups. Right now, on the practice squad, Keyshawn Vaughn. You only got one running back on a practice squad. This is Keyshawn Vaughn. And he's had a cup of coffee in this league. So, I don't know what you do here. Patrick Taylor Jr., this fifth year out of Memphis. He's a 6'2 running back, 217. Haven't seen much of him. I can't even give you a scouting report on him. Haven't seen him at all. We know Isaac Garrido is fast as hell. 6 foot, 221, can shoot through the gaps. He is quick. But can he stay healthy? First day of camp, he pops his hamstring. He's out for a couple weeks. Comes back to camp. He's got a groin injury. So we don't even know if he can stay on the football field. So does the philosophy change, Askey? Do you start to shift to more of a passing offense where it's like, hey, we're going to move off this 30 carry a game? I know Shanahan wants the 30 carries no matter what, but if you don't have effective running backs, they're not getting you the yards that McCaffrey or Mason can get you. I don't know. Do you put more on Brock's plate to throw the ball?
Well, you do have a $30 million wide receiver on one side and a $26 million, I'll just say, football player in Deebo Samuel on the other side with an $18 million tight end. So, you know, you can say you put it on Brock's plate where, like, can't these other guys, you know, lift up the rest of the roster? As Shanahan has proven through a decade of being an OC and a head coach, more so now, 15 years, that he could figure out the run game. I mean, I think a lot of people didn't know who Breida was. Tevin Coleman, they saw him a little in Atlanta. You know, he was excellent. Jeff Wilson Jr. at one time. Remember, there were people mad that they traded Jeff Wilson Jr. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Angry.
I mean,
imagine that.
Like, I know they draft a running back every year. It feels like they go through running backs left and right. I feel like they could figure out the running back situation, but I go back to the playmakers making significant money, and I go to the offensive line. Like, I need the offensive line to step their game up, and I need the other playmakers on this team to step their game up and to offset that production in the pass game.
Well, maybe that's why I feel better about this team enduring the loss of Christian McCaffrey. It's because, one, I believe Brock Purdy's better. You were talking about the playmakers earlier. I do believe the playmakers are going to make plays. But Brock Purdy's better. And I think the offensive line is better.
Yeah.
I think Brindle's better than he was a season ago. McKivitt's had some hairy moments early, but you know what? They ran behind him and Pootie. You know what I'm saying? McKivitt's, we know he's probably the weak link of the offensive line. But really, we didn't talk much about McKivitt until the Super Bowl when things were blowing up. McKivitt's had a solid season. Forget the PFF grades or whatnot. I don't care. Purdy was able to throw for over 4,000 yards.
Do not forget the PFF grades, because did you see who the number one ranked PFF quarterback was this week?
Who?
Brock Purdy.
Was he? PFF?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not C.J. Stroud?
It was Brock Purdy.
What did they grade stuff off of again?
Well, they're just, you know, good and bad plays, I'm assuming. They're each individual one, they're grading it, and then they're adding it up, I'm assuming.
You got to Google it.
Yeah. See, I decided I had to go all in on PFF in terms of, if I'm going to rip them for some things, I got to rip them all the way. I can't use it to my advantage. Trust me, sometimes I'm like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so was the number one graded pass blocker, according to PFF. I was like, I can't be that guy. I can't use them when I want to.
I utilize it when I need to. It's a buffet card.
But to your point about Brock Purdy, it does put more on his plate, and I think he's ready for that. And I think the offensive line is in a better spot offensively. To your point, they are in a better spot than when they had Jimmy. Because when they had Jimmy, we didn't know if Ayuk was an all-pro yet. We didn't know where Deebo Samuel was at. We didn't know how Christian McCaffrey would play this offense. So, Achilles, tendonitis. How long can he be out? Is it a big concern? Baldy touched on it from day one. Last year, this year, he's been all over it. When you give a guy 400 touches, that next year could be tricky. And the Niners not only gave, you know, him over 400 touches, which I'm all bored with. You got to do what you got to do to win the Super Bowl. But now you don't win the Super Bowl, and you give him a contract extension, 2 years, $38 million, and now we're dealing with an Achilles tendonitis on top of a calf strain. Huh?
Okay, I know that you were okay with the 400 carries, and I don't want to argue, you know, but knowing what we know now, do you change your philosophy moving forward? You're not going to retcon what happened last year, but just as, like, Because I get it. Like, I do understand your point of, like, dude, he's the best player on the planet. You got to win games. Well, these games are hard to win. Well, also, you look over, and it's like, no one knew who Jordan Mason was. You know, I get why you'd build that workload up. But knowing what you know now.
There's just a big drop-off, too.
I know. Huge.
Pass game, run game. McCaffrey was everything. He made everything go. I mean, you talk about a guy who's running for 70-yard touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? This is LT territory. This is Marshall Faulk territory. We're talking about the greats of the greats. So I wouldn't change a thing from last year. But maybe Christian McCaffrey, because he's a workout. That's what they always tell him. Christian McCaffrey just works out his ass off. Maybe that should have maybe been tapered back after a big year.
That's tough to do. That's what makes him him.
I know.
I mean, you and I have walked alongside of him on a field. The guy is chiseled.
There's nobody fat.
The only guy on the team whose body comes close to his is Fred Warner and Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
That's it.
Not even close.
This dude's calves and his legs are humongous. He looks like a track athlete.
But watching Detroit, the way they utilize their backs, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, I do think that's a template for Kyle Shanahan. Now, I know the Shanahans love to run. They love to ride one back the whole way. A back gets hot, they're going to ride them all day long. That's the Shanahan way. But I do like the way Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell utilize their running backs in Detroit with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. And that's why David Montgomery had that overtime where he looked like the freshest dude on the field on top of Jahmyr Gibbs. So you got that burst. You got freshness at all stops. So maybe moving forward, we do see a little more thunder and lightning. We do see McCaffrey ease up off the touches, especially with this injury. If you're not going to do it now with the injury, then what the hell are you?
Well, what I worry about is, like, yeah, if you're not going to ease off of him and allow him to get right, then you're looking at a Todd Gurley situation. That's what I worry. I fear that you're going through that. Like, Todd Gurley, 2,000 yards from scrimmage 2017, almost 2,000 yards from scrimmage in 2018, and then just fell off a map. Went down, literally just production cut in half. And
middle obviously of the season.
He had the knee.
Right.
And he was done. And literally out of the league 2 years later.
I mean, unbelievable. Didn't even play the Super Bowl, really.
He was out of the league by 27 years old. And I would have put money on it. Like, Todd Gurley, one of the best. Like, he was, that year he had, 2017, 2018, I would put that year up with anyone's. He was a monster. Destroyed the Niners.
Remember he came to Levi's?
He was unbelievable.
And they smoked him like, what was it, like 39-10 or something, all yellows?
He looked like a Greek god.
He was unbelievable.
He was going to be a Hall of Famer. He was three-time he might be a borderline one, actually. He's three-time All-Pro, Offensive Player of the Year, three-time Pro Bowler, rushing leader twice. Like, just his college career is insane, too. And they had 67 touchdowns. Like, all of that within that short period. He was going to be a Hall of Famer.
And he shredded the knee. And it's different, obviously, but he shredded the knee, and he was never the same.
I mean, they were giving C.J. Anderson carries in a postseason. Everybody's thinking, what the hell's going on with Todd Gurley? He was done.
But
that's what was going on.
The Rams evolved. And they kind of, like, I didn't think they could sustain.
Yeah.
And they evolved and they kept moving on. And it's a credit to McVay. It's a credit to that team. And you bring up the other guy who took over. He's from Fairfield, I believe.
Who's that?
Or Vallejo, C.J. Anderson.
Oh, C.J. Anderson.
He's a Cal kid. And they end up getting to the Super Bowl that year, right? So things can happen. Other people could step up. But I think we would all agree they were more dynamic with Todd Gurley when he was fully healthy. It's the same thing with the Niners.
To your earlier point, as we started the show, you were talking about replenishing talent, how Lynch and Shanahan do a great job of replenishing talent. Now, they have had the chance to replenish a lot of premium talent. They've done it. They've had some bumps in the road when it comes to in-season injuries. It's tough to overcome that. But for the most part, they have replenished talent, right? So this is going to be another test of that theory. Can they replenish the production of a Christian McCaffrey? That was my whole thing with Brandon Ayuk. Who's going to replace the production of Brandon Ayuk? Well, now we got a CMC answer a question. Who's going to replace that production? We're talking over 20 touchdowns.
I think he had 65, 67 catches. I'm pulling it up right now.
In the 50s?
I mean, he was dynamic.
Leading rusher?
67 catches, almost 600 yards as a receiver, 1,500 yards as a runner. I mean, right. You're looking
at over 2,000 scrimmage yards.
2,000 scrimmage yards.
All-purpose yards. It's a lot of production. It's a lot of production. Let's go to Chewy in San Jose. Chewy, what's happening?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.